I feel like you need to go through things in life to become the person you're meant to become.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creators, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. Twice a week, we will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Joel Schroeder.
Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Joel Schroeder, tuning in today from Boulder, Colorado. Today's guest is joining us from New Jersey, USA, David Tash in the house. David, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
I am ready.
Awesome. Really excited to have this gentleman on the show. We were just talking about all things LinkedIn, which, you know, he really is an expert on how to use LinkedIn the right way. And, you know, even joking how a lot of times it can look like a resume on your LinkedIn profile and, you know, all the nuances inside of that. But David has built a marketing, you know, company and is really a marketing and automation guru that's helped, you know, him build multiple seven-figure brands, you know, in his young entrepreneurial career, and brings a perspective as a business owner first and a marketer second. So really helping you understand important ROIs for your marketing efforts and using, you know, a lot of, you know, LinkedIn, but also, you know, being an expert in virtual teams as well, all the pieces that go along with that. So I'm sure we'll dive into more of that in just a few minutes here. But David, welcome to the show. Fill in any gaps I might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Jules, no, that was amazing. And it definitely makes me sound a lot more impressive than I think I actually am. We just figured out how to do a couple of things really well and just do them continuously. That's pretty much it.
The recipe to success right there.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so good. And I'm curious, why LinkedIn? You know, we were just talking about this before we went on air. I'm like, what was it about LinkedIn that really, you know, piqued your curiosity? And what is it that you feel most people either don't know about LinkedIn or might be missing out on?
Well, to be honest with you, why LinkedIn is because I wasn't that successful at Facebook ads. That's the real answer. And Facebook ads are tremendous, and we're actually really good at them now. But LinkedIn always kind of spoke to me because I was in like white collar, the limousine industry, trade shows. And LinkedIn, I think, is those type of demographics, like your corporate type of marketing. And Facebook is more consumer. It's more like selling lower ticket products. So when it came to LinkedIn, it just really spoke to me in a way that Facebook and Instagram didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we were to kind of, you know, zoom out for a second, being a fly on the wall, maybe at some of the snapshots along your way in the journey, like what would have been some of the scenes, you know, we would have seen? Like, what were you like, even we go back to like high school, were you like, you know, go-getter entrepreneur? Were you the athlete? Were you, and like, how did some of these moments kind of shape who you've become?
I think my first entrepreneurial journey started when I was 12 years old. I started a company called Tutors R Us, and I went around to the local supermarkets and just passed out flyers. And I took my brother's Hooked on Phonics kit, and it was pretty much, I was getting paid $20 a week to kind of tutor, but it was really more like babysitting. I think we had six kids, so I was making around $120 a week. And at 12 years old, I was balling, like, you know, that was the best thing ever, until my grades started to slip and my mom shut it down.
Checks and balance system right there.
Oh yeah. You know, fast forward, started up a company, struggled for a little bit, but then did really well. And what I found was that some of the things that we did, like in year one, didn't have any positive results right away. But then year two, all of a sudden, it landed us a huge client, $100,000 account or a $500,000 account. So I really got passionate and kind of fell in love with marketing and just started to studying it. Listen to a lot of great podcasts like yours. And it just became a passion of mine. And until I found LinkedIn, and we started up a company based on LinkedIn marketing. It's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And were you ever corporate kind of guy, or was like conventional career ever in your wheelhouse, like as you were building these things along the way, or were you always really entrepreneurial mindset focused?
No, I was the athlete entrepreneur. I've been in big meetings in Manhattan. You know, you go up to like the 50th floor and everyone's there in like suit and ties in the big boardroom, and you know, the communication with procurement, all that kind of stuff. And my suits are just for that purpose. Other than that, I'm like in sandals and like a California guy, you know, like on the beach. So that's what I love about marketing, is because, you know, all you need is a laptop and a Wi-Fi, and you can do it from anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dive into LinkedIn a little bit. And I know you've, you know, helped use that passion for marketing and sales, you know, to really build out these multiple seven-figure brands. And, you know, what is it that most people, like even myself, right? Like I'm not really, I have a LinkedIn profile. It does look like a resume, which is why I'm not inspired by it. And like, I don't use it. And I'm sure there's a lot of opportunity, right, that I could be having. And given, right, it's the industry that I'm in too. But I also think, you know, I'm hearing LinkedIn is doing LinkedIn Lives now. Like it's becoming more experiential. But with all that aside, what is it like, you know, if you could really give more of like the frame of like, you know, LinkedIn specifically and the opportunities that you're seeing, and, you know, even LinkedIn as a strategy, like what even that looks like, you know, for those two.
Jules, you hit it on the head. When LinkedIn first of all emerged as a platform, it really was like, hey, here's like a resume type platform. It was meant to get you hired. The biggest demographics on LinkedIn are recruiters. And I feel like a lot of people still think that's what LinkedIn is. LinkedIn has evolved. They're now a social business platform, not just a business platform. They're, do you remember like 3 years ago or 4 years ago when content on Facebook was like it? Like, yeah. Facebook was, now that's LinkedIn. Frank Kern, legendary marketer, he's making more sales posting organically on LinkedIn than paid ads right now. Wow. He did a whole live about that. We're getting tremendous. We're generating leads on a daily basis off of organic posts, video posts that has, we call it intentional branding. So we'll give some type of value, but then we'll say in that video, hey, if you want to check out or learn more, click on this link. And it's a party on LinkedIn right now, and I really invite everyone to go.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, for someone that is interested, maybe they have a profile or, you know, they're partially active or not fully active, what's just like a basic strategy that you might be able to outline, you know, to get someone started and to, you know, or even if they have products or services, start making some conversions?
Awesome. I'm happy you asked that. So I'm going to give a basic strategy, then I'm going to give a more elaborate strategy, you know, for the high-level marketers out there or the high-level business owners that are listening. Basic strategy is, one, you start with your LinkedIn profile, and what you want to do is rebrand it to speak to the person that you help the most, right? Your client. Your tagline on LinkedIn. A lot of people put CEO of this, owner of that. Nobody cares except for your mom, right? Use that real estate and talk about how you can help someone. Our demographic, we work with recruiters, and one of my favorite one is one of our clients put number one healthcare recruiter, you know, and it's like, wow, is he really the number one healthcare recruiter? He might be, he might not, but at least it piqued your interest, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
or something like, hate going through 600 resumes just to find one good candidate with a question mark. So use it to kind of highlight your client's pain or the biggest benefit they get of working with you. You know, you use that real estate. And then the summary page, a lot of people, again, it's like, you know, it's like a resume. It's listing your credentials. Turn it into a weapon where it's not about you. It's about who you help the most. Talk about the pain that they're in. Talk about the challenges that they're facing. And then position yourself or your service or your product as a solution to it. And then at the very end, add in a call to action. If they like your profile, what's the next step? Are they clicking on a link to go to your landing page or your offer? Or are they sending you an email? And if you choose an email, I always say, include subject line X, Y, and Z, right? So this way, you know exactly where it came from. It's less thinking on their end. And when people think less, they act more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with that specifically, you know, in that part, what do you recommend? Like, what are strong call to actions? I mean, for a while, like, is it all about the message game and about messaging people? Is it all about, like, you know, sending to landing page right away? Like, does that actually convert upon initial interest? Like, what are your thoughts on all of that and advice for call to action?
Great question. We like to use a sandwich message. So think of the sandwich. You have the bun, the meat, and then the bun, right? So the first part of it is going to be the pain or the major benefit talking about your client. Like, look at your summary. If you see a lot of I's, you know you're doing something wrong. If you see a lot of U's, the word you, then you know you're doing something right because you're talking about your client instead of talking about yourself. Then the middle piece is the meat. Like, you position yourself as a solution. And then the last, the bun at the bottom, is the call to action. And some great call to actions, email, just sending them right to an email, making it really, really easy. Reduce the friction is great. Some people put their phone number, but I don't like that because you can be at the grocery store or doing, you know, God knows what, and you get a call from a number you don't know. You're most likely not going to answer that. So I love putting an email or a calendar link, really reducing that friction. I know there's some great calendar tools like Calendly, HubSpot. They have free calendar tools. And just allowing someone to set up a meeting with you for 15 minutes to get to know how you can help them with their problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Such good advice. So let's say, you know, Unconventional Life Affairs, you go through, maybe I'll even go through, I know I did my profile a bit and, you know, try this on a little bit. So then what? So then you're basically on this platform, you know, and I'm, you know, curious, it's like, how do you start getting traction? You know, you referenced Frank Kerner, mm-hmm. right? You're this mm-hmm. organic reach potential. What are some of the strategies you recommend from, you know, relatively having, you know, little followers or, you know, little traction into actually positioning yourself?
Awesome. So now that you have a great profile and people know that you can actually help them, your ideal client knows that you can actually help them. One of the things that we do next is start reaching out to the right people. LinkedIn uses an algorithm called the Boolean search, and it's really cool. You can really type in. So for instance, if you work with chiropractors or automobile owners, you can actually search that on LinkedIn, and then all the profiles of automobile owners in that market pop up, and then connect with them in a genuine way. Connect with them, let them know, like, hey, I help automobile owners by doing X, Y, and Z. We'll love to connect with you, see if we can be a good fit. Just something small. When it comes to LinkedIn, less is more. The more you can say in less words, the better it is, because there is a character count. And also, when you send a really long message, no one has time for that.
Totally.
So step one is making your profile attractive. Step two is using the Boolean search on LinkedIn, is finding who you're, defining your prospect list. And then step three is reaching out to them with a benefit-driven message in a genuine way. Now, I love LinkedIn because you can see, like, hey, your connection was in the news, or your connection did this. You can see their last activity. So one great way, just like on Instagram, is comment on something that they're passionate about, something that's in their feed, right? And now they get to see you, they get to see your profile, and your profile says, hey, I help you do X, Y, and Z. So it's a ninja tactic. But if you just go, if you put in the time, take 15 minutes a day just doing this, like being relevant and being aware to your audience, to your ideal clients, I promise you, you're going to get business out of it.
Yeah. Awesome. Such good stuff there. So, David, if that was, you know, let's say foundational one, right, of LinkedIn, and we were to add a little extra spice to the strategy for some of our advanced marketers on there, what other ninja things would you throw into the pot?
Awesome. Okay, now for the high-level strategy. So along with the organic LinkedIn play, now that your profile is rebranded and you're attracting your ideal client, what you're going to want to do is hook up LinkedIn Sales Navigator. And this allows you to supercharge and find out the exact people that you want to market to. And what you're going to do is drive every single person on LinkedIn with the organic strategy, with a paid LinkedIn strategy, to a single landing page. And that landing page is going to be pixel with the Facebook Pixel, the Google Pixel, and the LinkedIn Insight tag. Now, this will allow you to remarket to the exact people that you target on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Google. And now every time they pick up their phone, every time they go online, they're seeing you, your brand, your offer, and you're literally dominating their online presence. This is exactly how you follow up and you stay top of mind without being salesy.
Yeah, so good. And I think I've been victim to that. I think all of us have. You're just like, how is this person's face? Like, you know, they're all over the place. So some really good stuff. And what was the tool that you recommended again, one more time?
LinkedIn Sales Navigator. I believe they give you like a free 30-day trial.
Awesome.
But this will allow you to have it 10x is the impact on LinkedIn in our estimates.
Yeah, so good. And for those of you that are digging this conversation, we're about to move into the rapid fire round in just a few minutes. And then David's got a giveaway for one of you listeners, which is going to really take this a step further. But David, last point I'm curious about is content strategy on LinkedIn. You know, talking about what really works in types in terms of content, what even like in terms of frequency of posting, like even, you know, collaborating with other content creators. It's just give us a little bit of a roadmap on that. On this
podcast. Awesome. Definitely. Now, there's people that do this on LinkedIn. Like, you'll see like your LinkedIn connection and they're just massively posting a bunch of stuff that's kind of irrelevant. Like, they're just reposting things. And the reason why they're doing that is because what happens with LinkedIn is every time you post, it notifies your connections. Like, hey, David Tash has a new post. So it actually brings you top of mind. So that's the good thing about it. The bad thing is that if you're constantly posting stuff that your clients don't care about, they're just going to block you out. You become white noise, right? So I recommend you really want to do quality over quantity. I think you should be posting on LinkedIn on a daily basis. But if you're just starting out, do 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You're going to sit down on a Saturday or Sunday and map out your post, right? And you're going to list the pain points and the biggest benefits your product or your service completes for your clients. List all of them out. List the byproducts, all that kind of stuff. And these are going to be your what do you call it? Like a pivot or like your marquee type post, right? Mm-hmm. So again, the sandwich again, value, pitch them value, right? So one out of three times you're pitching them to either, you know, book a call with you or join your webinar or, you know, whatever that may be, value, pitch, value. And the value type post, like, really focus everything on your ideal client, on your ideal audience, on what do they care about, how can you make their lives easier. And then you can use great services like BuzzFeed or BuzzSumo, type it in, you'll get relevant articles. And then, you know, it's like being that cool, like, it's like if you grown up in high school and you weren't necessarily the cool kid yourself, but you were the kid whose parents weren't home and you invited the cool kids over, so you provided a place for them to hang out. Now all of a sudden you're a cool kid too, right? So you're taking the news that they care about and you're giving it to them, you know, you're making it convenient for them, and now you become, you know, you're in with them. And then when you pitch them every one out of three times, they're more receptive and you're going to get yourself clients and more business by doing so.
Yeah. So good. David, Tash, everyone, David, any last things that you feel are relevant, you know, either to this conversation, points that either you feel get skipped over. Yeah. Any last things you feel like should be added?
Definitely. One, I would say two main points. One, a lot of people get caught up in like making sure everything is pretty and everything is just the right way. Like, sometimes done is better than perfect. Just do it, like Nike says. Put it out there, see what happens, and then recoup from there. Two, like, really, like, to have a business, you need to make money. And I feel like a lot of people, like, I really want my brand to be represented the right way. That's important. But if you're not doing tens of millions of dollars, like, you don't really have a brand. You know, it's so funny. It's like, you know, I have a $100,000 a year business. Like, no, you know, that's a job, not a business, one. And two, your brand, like, yes, it's important, but it's not important than not more important than paying the bills. You should really focus on direct response, getting the bills paid and growing your business before you focus on building a brand.
Yeah. Amen to that right there. So, all right, let's go into the rapid fire round. Stay tuned, everyone, for this giveaway that's coming up just shortly after. So I've got a few laser fire questions coming at you, David. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right, let's do this thing. Question number one, fill in the blank. If you really knew me, you would know what?
That I am a total dork. I love to read. I love to watch anime shows. And I'm just a really simple person that just likes things easy and fun.
Yeah, so good. My brother is big on anime as well. He actually taught himself fluent Japanese and Korean.
That's awesome.
Past time for fun. So, yeah. Next question. What is one practice that you do regularly that you feel sets your mental space up for success?
Affirmations. We actually do this company-wide now. We have a daily affirmation, which is like 10 minutes. We all get together on a Zoom link just like this. And every day we take turns reading out different positive affirmations. We really believe like what you speak comes to pass, and it helps set you up for like the right, you know, the right mental energy and the right positive energy to have a successful day.
Yeah, absolutely. Any like favorites that are ones that come to mind that you want to share with us that you feel like the crew could benefit from hearing?
I can actually send you one that I really like, but just like a couple, like right off the top of my head, one is like, you know, a part of all I own is mine to keep. And it's, you know, it's biblical. It's, you ever read The Richest Man in Babylon? Mm-hmm. You know, it talks about putting a certain amount of everything you earn away for your, you know, for investing into your future. And we really believe in that. And we preach that company wide with our team. This is funny. It kind of reminds me of what is Will Ferrell. I love everyone and everyone loves me. So we say that every single day. Another one that I like is, there's always money in my wallet at all times. I'm blessed every day. There's about 50 of them that we say over and over again.
So good. Well, thanks for giving us a glimmer into that at Unconventional Lifers, unconventionallifeshow.com. We'll put more of that in the show notes for you. Next question. If you could turn back the time to your 16-year-old self, look him in the eye, give him a piece of advice you know now, what would you say to him?
I'll say you're awesome, number one. I wouldn't really want to change anything. Like, I feel like you need to go through things in life to become the person you're meant to become. Just saying you're awesome and just, you know, go forward with a smile, because life is, we're truly lucky to be here. We're truly blessed to be here. It's a one in a trillion opportunity, and life is really what you make of it.
Yeah, so good.
And last question. Go ahead. Maybe read more. I would tell myself to read more.
So good. Last question. What does living the unconventional life mean to you?
I think just setting your own terms. I mean, you know, we're all given choices. And the best thing about, you know, living in America and like being human, or just is you have the ability to make your own destiny. And create your own habits. So like, you know, I started a company with no money, with no real knowledge about what I was doing. But I said, hey, let's give it a shot. And it took a couple of years, but you know, it worked out. So if you have a burning passion, a burning desire, the just doing what other people expect you to do is not your right path. Like, you gotta create your own path.
Yeah. Absolutely. Such good wisdom there. David, tell us about the giveaway that you've got for one of the listeners.
Awesome. So we're going to give away a complimentary consulting package, half an hour where I will actually sit down with you, help you revamp, rebrand your LinkedIn profile, and put together a direct response client getting strategy to help you get, you know, build your business and make some more money.
Yeah, so good. Unconventional Lifers, super generous offer. David, you guys can head over to unconventionallifeshow.com. Click on the giveaway tab to apply for that. And David, for those that want to learn more about your company, more about the work that you're doing, or interested in following along on the journey, what's the best place for them to go take that next step?
Awesome. So our website, TashRizzo.com, www.TashRizzo.com. We have a tab, resources. Click on there. We have a LinkedIn profile assessment. We'll show you how to rebrand your LinkedIn profile. We have complimentary sales scripts that we use, outreach messages that we use that generate over $1 million of business this year alone for you guys to check out. So head over there, click on resources, and enjoy those free goodies.
Awesome. Unconventional Lifers, we'll put all those links on the show notes on the blog, unconventionallifeshow.com. David, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. You have inspired me to revisit my LinkedIn strategy. And Unconventional Lifers, stay tuned for the progress of that. And it was so good to have the conversation and have you on the show.
Awesome. It was amazing being here. Thank you so much, Jules.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone.